When you have a disability, you always wonder if you're able. Getting a job says to you and anyone else that you're able. You can support yourself. You can do quality work. You can satisfy a customer. You can satisfy an organization's need to have a job filled. Knowing that is a big part of the human experience. My name is Kevin Daniel. I am Senior Director of Strategic Recruiting at the Lighthouse for the Blind Incorporated. The Lighthouse leads the way in employing persons who are blind. We're the largest employer of blind individuals on the West Coast and the largest employer of deafblind persons in the nation. We primarily do that by creating opportunities in aerospace, manufacturing, production, and now service business. We leverage our abilities with our commercial customers like Boeing and also through the Ability One program. In 2015, we had a chance to bring on 5 blind employees in 1 week. Typically, we would bring 4 to 5 in a month if we're lucky. So again, 2015 being a banner year at the Lighthouse for the Blind Incorporated. Employees gain more skills and knowledge by working at the Lighthouse due to training and our commitment to training. It's one of our values. It's how I got to where I am within the organization. It's part of the career planning process, and we offer that now more than ever before.
Technology has been extremely beneficial to me. I certainly would not have made it as far as I have in employment or in my education without it. It really has given me freedom and independence as far as being able to check my own bank statements, doing all those things that you do on a day-to-day life. I don't think I would be where I am employment-wise without having those technology skills. My name is Angie Christensen, and my job title here at the Lighthouse for the Blind is the Assistive Technology Computer Training Program Instructor. How I became visually impaired was I was born 13 weeks early, so I have what they call retinopathy of prematurity, so I've pretty much been visually impaired since birth. I didn't really start relying on technology to get tasks done, especially school-related tasks, until I was in college. As I got more into technology and realized how much faster it made things, I really just kind of embraced it. The different technologies I teach are screen magnification and screen reading software. We also do a lot with iOS devices. We do some instruction on Android devices and provide instruction in note takers, including either a Braille note taker and portable book players like a Victor Stream or the digital talking book player. So most people I know working at the Lighthouse do not have access to a computer at home on a regular basis. And that's simply just the cost of those technologies. Really, another reason why I think it's so important for companies to provide out-of-the-box accessibility that would really grant more universal access for people. I think what it means to somebody who's visually impaired or blind to use a computer or smartphone is independence and freedom. There's so many different applications out there that it can allow them to check their own bank account, it can allow them to do grocery shopping, just communicate with the outside world, whether it be via email or text message. So I really think it means independence and freedom and hopefully upward mobility so they can find maybe a higher level or higher paying job in the future if they so choose.
Reading a book with your eyes or with your fingertips is a completely different sensory experience than reading a book by listening. Reading with your fingers really can connect you with the literature in a way that listening just really doesn't do quite as effectively. My name is Andrew Stauffer. I am the Braille Literacy Instructor here at the Lighthouse for the Blind, Inc. I was born blind. I had to learn Braille and orientation and mobility skills at a very young age. A lot of employers can be skeptical if you can't see. They are concerned that you might not be able to accomplish the tasks of the job, even though you might actually have a proper skill set. When I started, I was a production worker. I worked in the aerospace department. I worked as a production worker in the Ability One GSA department. I then worked as a contact center intern, which became a full-time contact center position. From there, I became a Braille literacy instructor. The Lighthouse does quite a bit to promote upward mobility. Basically, every department at the Lighthouse can provide you with training that can help you to move upward if that's what your goal is. I'm really happy to be able to teach people how to read, to make a positive difference in people's lives, to help people to do their jobs more effectively, to help people to live more independently. That's some really, really, really positive things for me to be involved with, and it makes me feel good every day.
I've always been an independent person. I feel I have the freedom to do whatever I want to do. It's also given me a drive to reach for goals. It's a good feeling to be independent. My name is Samantha Porter. I work as production lead at the Lighthouse for the Blind Incorporated. I was born deaf, and I didn't find out that I had Usher syndrome until about the age of 14. But I identified myself as deafblind at that time. When I first started at the Lighthouse, I worked as a daytime production worker, and then I moved to second shift. I never thought about applying for a different position until my supervisor gave me a job description for a production lead. At the same time, I thought about applying for a job coach position. So I applied for both, I did both interviews, and I was hired as the production lead. I accepted that position, and I love it. I'm the first deafblind employee to ever be a production lead. To be independent or self-sufficient, as my vision changes, and it has been changing slowly, I hope to keep my freedom. I hope to always find a way to always adjust with my vision, to be flexible and be myself during those times of transition. I will not let people change who I am. I will focus on myself and remain a self-sufficient, independent person.
In 2016, we expect 110 new people to be hired. That would set a record for the Lighthouse as far as the number of people hired in one given calendar year. The thing I enjoy most about working at the Lighthouse is when I walk in the door, I play a role in making sure that someone gets a chance to have employment that will change their life. I do that for an organization that gave me that same chance to change my life. That's a great way to make a living.